In a museum, you can find the great masters, but in this church, the works of our three Baroque masters, Rubens, Van Dyck, and Jordaens, literally hang side by side, and where they belong historically.
On the edge of the Port of Antwerp area, and on the embankments, more and more high-rise buildings appear. They update our familiar view of the cityscape as seen from the river. However, the monumental churches still rise above the roofs of the old town, and they definitely do not shrink into the shadow of these block towers. For the slow traveller, the pedestrian, perhaps the pilgrim or the cyclist, they remain familiar, visible landmarks, even at night. The interior of this church is packed with works of art, in particular paintings. The slightly larger-than-life sculptures and painted figures are meant to be viewed from a distance. That way, they still seem normal-sized humans. There are so many of them that you will never feel alone. 15 paintings tell one continuing story, the mysteries of the Rosary. This theme is closely related to the Order of the Dominicans, or more accurately, the Order of Preachers by name. Their sermons extend the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word. But the image would soon follow Word, and in the period of the Catholic Counter-Reformation, the Baroque-style image production provided a maximum of expression. This place also allows us to reflect on the Italian master of light and shadow effects, Caravaggio. We can find out here how our painters use this technique to convey their vision. Once again, we quote from the Contemporary Book of Painters by Karel van Mander, in which the author, an artist himself, describes all the painters of the Low Countries, starting with Van Eyck. Van Mander explains here how the Italian influence left its mark on our artists. The practitioners of our art, who have long been abroad, especially in Italy, usually bring with them a mode of work on their return which surpasses the usual old Dutch way in beauty and excellence, or in which one observes an unusual ability and artistic skill. More than anywhere else, this location shows the evolution of art. We see how the apprentices that Rubens, Van Dyck, and Jordaens once were step out of the shadow of their teachers.